Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
His name is Paul Arriola, FC Dallas player who just won Best Player of the Month for the month of May. We'll talk about how he's being impactful with the team with 6 goals and also basically participating in every single play for FC Dallas, who's the hottest team from Texas currently. Also, we'll talk about Raul Ruiz Diaz, the flea from Seattle Sounders, the Peruvian, the striker, who is also being creating impact for Seattle Sounders, who are looking to win another MLS Cup. With Patrick Meehan, this is Diego Arrioja, and this is Footbox USA.
You are listening to Footbox USA, an exclusive podcast from Footbox.
FC Dallas is currently one of the best MLS teams in the Western Conference, but this is due to one of their biggest players, Paul Arriola, who became the best player of the month for the month of May with 6 goals. We'll talk about Paul Arriola's performance and what is expected from him in his leadership with FC Dallas with Patrick Meehan. My name is Diego Arrioja. We'll talk about this and also Raul Ruiz Diaz, another really important player for Seattle Sounders. Patrick, first of all, how are you? And tell us about what do you think about Paul Arriola and this mention of the player of the month for May?
Hey, Diego. Yeah, I think it's a well-deserved award for him. He definitely has played very well, a change of air for him this last offseason. He landed in Dallas, and it's definitely looking like his perfect destination. He won Player of the Month this month, but I think we can probably even argue if he one of the best wingers in the league as of now, you know. So well deserved for Paul Arriola. Good numbers. Not only that, but scoring in a few straight games, leader of the team. He gets goals, assists. He's a very all-around player, or an all-around winger who not only helps you out scoring the goals, but also can definitely create chances for the rest of the team. So Dallas is living a good moment having him on the team.
Yeah, I agree. Dallas is living a dream. It's the best team from Texas, right? We were talking about the Texan teams this season, and obviously Austin FC, Houston Dynamo started pretty hot, but now FC Dallas is the one who's actually in second place in the Western Conference. And this is due not only to Paul Arriola's performance, but also to the entire team. I think it's a really good team that has a lot of options in the attacking section, but also I think they has a lot of possibility to, why not, to dream about the MLS Cup. But let's talk about Paul Arriola and how he not only scored 6 goals in this past month, but also he's been involved in basically almost every play, offensive play that FC Dallas creates, right? So Paul Arriola also is one of those players that has been consistent in MLS, and that's not easy to say, right, Patrick? I think Paul Arriola also a U.S. men's national team. Paul Arriola is also a U.S. men's national team player, but it's just good to see him keep growing and also becoming a leader for FC Dallas.
Yeah, and a few little stats to kind of put into perspective what Paul Arriola is doing in this last month. He already has his record of goals in a season. So that explains a lot on how much he's been a goal-scoring threat. You know, the season still got a ways to go, and he's already matched his career record. Not only that, but he's been clutch. He's been scoring winning goals. He's been scoring goals that lead to comebacks, and also he's standing as the only player in the MLS to produce 25 key passes. So like we were saying, he not only scores goals, but he also creates a lot of chances for his teammates, which means and not only he gets credit for what's going on, but Dallas also wins, which is obviously very good for the team.
Yeah, talking about an impactful player and also an interesting statistic, Patrick. So the last FC Dallas player who won Player of the Month was actually Mauro Diaz back in March 2014. So it's been a while for FC Dallas. I know we talked about this franchise in particular and how they've been focusing on developing players, but I think this season is different, right? They have experienced players like Paul Arriola, and also they're trying to get not only youngsters, and we know they have a really good academy system, but I think that this time around they really looking to make to create an impact in the league and also fight for an MLS Cup. That we couldn't say that, you know, a few years back.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like you were saying at the beginning of the podcast, we've talked about Texas teams. Looked like Austin was a better one in the beginning, but now it seems like FC Dallas with a very good Paul Arriola, we're seeing the actual best team in Texas as of now.
So, question for you, Patrick. Do you think Paul Arriola could jump to Europe at some point? I know he's an experienced player. He's been playing, you know, almost his entire life here in the US, 27-year-old from Chula Vista. But do you think there's actually a possibility of, you know, finding him eventually in the European soccer?
Yeah, I definitely do think so. I remember last offseason where he was linked with America. There was also rumors of him being followed by some teams in Europe, not the better teams or not even like first division. There was a couple of championship teams that were following him. So I think there's a possibility, especially after this season where he's probably having his best season of his career. So eyes are definitely on him because he also plays in the U.S. men's national team. There's a World Cup coming up. If he performs really well there, then we definitely have a good possibility of seeing him going to Europe next season. I wouldn't be surprised because there's already interest and he has the capability to be there for sure.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see and really promising. We know Greg Berhalter also trusts him in the U.S. men's national team. So yeah, we'll see with Paul Arriola, one of the best players so far this season. But let's talk about another really good player, another impactful player in the MLS, and that's Raul Ruiz Diaz, the Peruvian striker for Seattle Sounders, and how he's coming back after an injury at the beginning of the season. He missed a lot of games, but now he's starting to play right at his, at his level, right? Even though he was not selected to play with Peru. I know everybody, all Peruvians were expecting that, but I think he can focus now on the MLS and the Seattle Sounders to, especially this summer, to keep climbing positions for Seattle Sounders.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he's close to becoming Seattle's all-time top scorer. And he's definitely one of the better teams, better players ever for not only Seattle, but I think you can put him in the conversation with some of the best forwards that the league has seen. He's very good at finishing chances. He just scored a world-class goal. If you didn't see it, please search for that goal. And he's also somebody that creates opportunities for his teammates. We've seen him. It's not a secret. And I think Raul Ruiz Diaz can definitely compare him to Paul Arriola in the sense that they're very impactful positively for their teams and not just scoring goals.
Yeah, that was a golazo, definitely, Patrick, the one who scored on the weekend. But yeah, he has 53 goals with Seattle Sounders since 2018, almost close to 100 appearances with the club. He's that impactful player that really plays different and really changes for the Seattle Sounders, right? When he plays and he's in a good moment like now. I think it's going to be crucial, especially Sounders have now four games at home for this month. So it would be interesting to see Raul Ruiz Diaz in shape and scoring goals. And I know Seattle Sounders need him, especially after one of the you know, biggest losses this season with Joao Paulo's injury, right? So they definitely need that forward that it's Raul Ruiz Diaz. And he, in terms of statistics and goals, right? So Freddy Montero is the actual all-time goal scorer for the Seattle Sounders, and he's still playing. But I know Raul Ruiz Diaz is getting close, and he wants to beat that record.
I think he's like 6 goals away, which, you know, he probably will get it soon. But I want to know from you, since you are so close to Seattle Sounders, if you think he can win the MVP or he can fight for the MVP race, but do you also, or I want to know your thoughts on what do you think he needs to accomplish with Seattle before he leaves? Because he probably will get offers. I don't know if he will leave, maybe you know, but I'm sure he's still got, you know, some things to complete while he's still at Seattle.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think for him to be a MVP contender, obviously he needs to keep scoring goals. He's really good at scoring in difficult games. I think that's when Raul Ruiz Diaz is at his best. When the team is suffering, Raul Ruiz Diaz always comes up and scores a goal. I think he needs to be that type of player this season, keep scoring goals, but also create that impact, because I think in that way can really change things for Seattle Sounders. In terms of his future, he's really happy. I got the opportunity to talk to him a few months ago, and Raul is really happy and comfortable here in Seattle. I think he's, you know, he always talks about the comparison between, you know, playing in Liga MX, right, in Morelia, and how, you know, he needed to hide from the press, and here he feels just free, and he can really have a more normal life. So I think he was going to try to stay as much as possible. I know that the team is really happy with Ruiz Diaz and want to keep him as long as possible. But eventually there's going to be other offers. I think he would actually be willing to stay in MLS and go to another club versus going back to Liga MX or even going to Peru to play, right? So I think that's going to be the future for Raul. If he doesn't stay in Seattle Sounders, he can move to another MLS club that he would be happy.
Yeah, I don't know. I would love to see him in. I would love to for him to stay in MLS. I think him and Seattle are a perfect combination. I remember last year there was some rumors about him leaving, but I don't know. I think he's still got a lot to show, and he can still be very impactful in MLS. And for Seattle, we saw him in the CONCACAF Champions League scoring goals in the final. He's very clutch. He's still got his touch, you know. He's still got a good football ahead of him. So, and obviously being in Seattle and one of the best organizations in MLS, I think it's a great place to be. So we'd love to see him, you know, become the top scorer for the franchise. And then obviously an MLS championship for him would be with Seattle after completing that record will be, you know, just perfect. Perfect for him, and if it's an ending, then, you know, perfect ending. But I think he can continue to become a great, an all-time great of the MLS.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's gonna happen eventually, in terms of becoming the goal scorer, all-time goal scorer for the Seattle Sounders. Also, one thing that a lot of people don't know, Patrick, is that Raul Ruiz Diaz is really good with the youngsters, with the young players in the team. He coaches them. Even he gives them a ride to training. It's really, you know, with Danny Leyva, for example, one of the Seattle Sounders academy players who now is, you know, he's 18, but he used to, you know, drive him to training every single day. He's also been really good with Obed Vargas now. So he's also that, I would say, father figure within the team. That's interesting to see that you don't see him, or you wouldn't expect that from him, but he's actually really nice to the young players, and he supports them, not only, you know, with coaching and also with his advice, but he's always on point and supports.
Yeah, that's
the community
definitely something
as well.
I didn't know, and so important to hear that, because it lets you know that he cares about what he's building there in Seattle. And if he can help, you know, the next future star there to become a reality, then that's awesome to hear. And that's probably, you know, what the organization wants to see, what the league wants to see in the players they bring into the league. So amazing to hear. I think we can see, I think we can ask the people, whoever is listening to this podcast, who do you think is more important? Paul Arriola, Raul Ruiz Diaz. They're both very good. They're both absolutely stars. But who do you think is more impactful to the to their team? It'll be interesting to see what people what the people think.
That's a good question. Yeah. So let's see. Let's hear the comments from our listeners, and that would be really, really interesting to see about who of those players they prefer. Hey, Patrick, a pleasure as always, and thanks again for all the listeners. So this is Footbox USA, and we'll catch up in the next time.
Thanks for listening to Footbox USA, an exclusive podcast from Footbox.